This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Listen up, world. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. President Barack Obama says the U.S. can't handle the fallout of the global financial crisis alone. The president just made his call for unity at a news conference last hour in front of the leaders of the world's top economies. This is just ahead of the official start of the G20 summit. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The president said the world is facing the most severe economic crisis in 60 years. He called on the G20 to reject protectionism and work together. The president played down reports of deep divisions between the 20 leaders.
This meeting will reflect enormous consensus about the need to work in concert to deal with these problems. The separation between the various parties involved has been vastly overstated.
Obama said every country taking part in the summit had accepted the principle of stimulus packages. That, he said, was the crucial issue, not differences over the level of stimulus. And he denied European claims that the U.S. is soft-pedaling on the need for new financial regulations.
Tim Geithner, who's sitting here today, went before Congress and proposed as aggressive a set of regulatory measures as any that have emerged among G20 members.
Nevertheless, French President Nicolas Sarkozy said this morning that France and Germany fear the summit won't crack down on financial abuses. He's threatening to walk out if the summit doesn't produce much tougher regulations. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Wall Street didn't totally make up Monday's losses, but March did end on a high note. The Dow picked up 87 points yesterday to close at 7609. The Dow rose 7.7% overall in March. That's the best monthly gain since October 2002. The NASDAQ and S&P also saw gains yesterday. Losses right now across the board in Europe. Major markets in Asia closed mostly higher today. Honda just announced some tough moves for its workers at plants in North America. The company says it's looking at a round of pay cuts and buyouts. Meanwhile, 3M, the largest manufacturing company in Minnesota, says it's facing more layoffs. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has this jobs roundup from New York.
3M is cutting 1,200 jobs, or about 1.5% of its workforce. Several hundred of those layoffs will take place at the company's headquarters in Minnesota. 3M CEO George Buckley spoke with Minnesota Public Radio yesterday. He said he's hopeful the company is coming to an end of the layoff cycle.
And what you don't want to do is have to, having cut too hard or too deep, that you don't then have the skill sets and the people in place to be able to respond to the economy when it comes out of recession, and it will come out of recession.
It doesn't look like that'll happen in the near term if you watch what Honda is doing. It says it'll cut output this summer by 62,000 vehicles. Honda's trying to avoid layoffs by offering buyouts and sweetening retirement packages. In the next hour, we'll get a better sense of the nationwide picture when a private forecaster releases a report on planned job cuts. That's expected to show a decrease in layoffs for the second straight month. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
There is a job opening at Facebook. The chief financial officer at the social networking site is leaving. Facebook's job posting for a new CFO calls for someone with public company experience. I guess the writing's on the wall. Sounds like we may be seeing a Facebook stock offering in the future.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. and by saveandinvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at saveandinvest.org.
The jobless problem is a global one. In China, the concern is not just unemployed factory workers, but college graduates. About a quarter of the 5.5 million people graduating college in China this year are not expected to find a job. That has political leaders worried about social stability. From Shanghai Marketplace's Scott Tong has that.
3 months to graduation, and college senior Fang Meihui is still fishing for a job. No bites, so she blows off some steam at a karaoke bar. She's rapping with friends near the campus of Fudan University. These students have spent their lives riding a wave of economic growth in China. Now, they're about to be dumped into an employment desert. 12% of graduates here are jobless. Here's her classmate, Zhu Xi.
My dad's generation, it fought for everything. Jobs, satisfaction, it's in their bones, not us. We have food, toys, our folks bought us computers. And we now have to hunt for a job? We're not used to this.
Students like Zhu are part of a China-wide college enrollment glut. A decade ago, universities here jacked up enrollment to help smooth out a prior recession, and campuses have overflowed ever since. But in largely blue-collar China, these white-collar jobs that these students expect just aren't there in big enough numbers. At a local job fair, I met Lei Bingjin. He's been looking for work since August.
Employers are pickier than just a few months ago. They want more experience, better English skills. I want a job in shipping logistics, but the global crisis has hit the export sector hard.
And he doesn't hold a societal trump card, connections to important people. Lei says he wants to work for a multinational company, but they're hardly hiring, so he'll trade down. You hear a lot of that. One graduate sells pork at a food market. Others have joined the military or become nannies. And the very desperate try plastic surgery, says student rapper Fang Meihui.
For ladies, yes, in certain industries, companies want to recruit employees who are beautiful and shapely.
Chinese leaders openly fret about jobless graduates. Disenchanted students led the protests at Tiananmen Square 20 years ago. Today, though, there's little sense of revolt. Most of this generation hasn't even heard of Tiananmen bloodshed. Government censors are working hard. Maybe they're hiring. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
For more of Scott's stories from China, visit marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.